Bonjour à tous and welcome to French Pond Café. My name is Amaury.
Hi everyone, my name is Catherine.
Pleasure to be with Catherine again.
Pleasure to be here, Amaury. So I'm glad we get to talk about this week's French Pod lessons because there's a lot of great stuff coming up.
That's right, yeah. So first thing, happy new month of May.
Well, first of all, yeah, happy May. But also what's on the first day of May, of course, it's the International Labor Day.
So we'll not be here.
We are not going to be here. Yeah. You're not going to be at work. So you have lots of time to listen to French Pod. But I'm curious, in France, do people celebrate Labor Day?
They do. Yeah. Yeah,
so
it's a big thing.
They strike and they stop the posts and they stop the trains, but they also take off Labor Day?
Yeah. And actually, on Labor Day, there's loads of demonstrations in the streets.
Really? Okay.
Yeah. Just people like remember that.
That we work.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Well, happy Labor Day to everybody. Mm-hmm. We hope that you've been able to enjoy it, and we hope that you've been able to maybe take a picnic or a nice long walk.
That's what I'm going to do, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not going to demonstrate.
No, me neither. And I really hope it's sunny, so we'll keep our fingers crossed. But as far as stuff coming up this week, there's some really great lessons. They're actually very diverse. They're very different, all of them. And the first one is about the weather.
Yeah, I mean, we've got a weird way to welcome the month of May at French Pod, but because it's about rain.
Well, maybe it's a reflective lesson.
Exactly, but it still can rain in May.
It can, although in America we say April showers bring May flowers. So hopefully May will be sunnier than April.
Yeah, because it's been quite rainy. This one maybe pushed us to write this lesson about
the rain. Probably.
And so what when it rains, what do you get, Catherine?
An umbrella.
An umbrella. And
what? Galoshes.
right. But as well,
I get cold.
Oh, poor. And on the floor, what do you get?
I get wet floors. Yeah. Footprints.
No, almost. What is on the floor? What's on the floor and kids play?
The carpet?
No, wait. In the street?
Puddles.
Yay!
Oh, puddles. I hate puddles. You know why I hate puddles? Because whenever I walk near a puddle, someone goes through the puddle and gets me wet.
Mm-hmm. Like a bus or something?
Like a bus or a car. So we're learning all about puddles and puddles in French. And you know, puddles are very important because they're also a way for us to talk about spills and messes. So it's very useful.
But all the words you mentioned just before as well.
All right, great. So very useful. Hopefully not too useful though, because as we said, we hope that May this year is very sunny. But Wednesday's lesson is also really exciting.
Yeah, it's a more advanced lesson. It's an upper intermediate. So it's at the dentist.
At the dentist. So I'm guessing this is not a happy dialogue because dentist's visits usually aren't terribly fun.
No, we always try to make it funny. So it's going to be.
All right. Well, I'm looking forward to that. And again, these are things that come up in your daily life. Very important things that you'll be learning all about at French Pod. So that one's a little bit more specific because it's an upper level lesson.
That's right. My gosh, you should see that on Catherine's face at the moment. I can tell you had maybe not all good experiences at the dentist.
No, not all good experiences. I hate the drill. I hate the sound of it. Although my dentist growing up he should have been a comedian because you sit down in the chair and he makes a joke. But you can't move your mouth. And so you're like, ha, 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 ha. So, and it hurts because you want to laugh, but you can't laugh because he's cleaning your teeth. It was the most horrible experience every year.
Cool, because in this lesson, it's kind of a comedian who has for a dentist here.
Well, I'm looking forward to it. That one's coming up on Wednesday. Mm-hmm. Friday's lesson is also very, very useful.
Yeah, it's the second sequel of a lesson we had. It's an intermediate lesson, which was speed dating.
Ooh.
So it was called first round. And this Friday, we'll have the second round.
The second round. So, you know, speed dating is all about 4 or 3 minutes talking to different people. And so you meet one person, then they ping, ring the bell, and you go to the next person. And so we've already had a French Pod lesson where we met the first person.
Yeah.
And Fridays, we're going to be meeting the second.
That's right. So it didn't work very well for Marion. Not Marion from French Pod. Marion.
The character Marion.
Exactly. The first time. So hopefully this time, she's going to have someone nice and not impolite.
Not rude, yeah.
Exactly.
Well, I hope for the character Marion that things go very well for her and we'll be able to find out what happens to her in the second part of this little series on Friday.
Yeah. And this week, back to Entrepod for the cultural show.
Ooh, so Entrepod is French Pod's French language culture show where Amaury here does lots of interviews and has conversations with native French speakers.
Yeah, so I must say, I'm not sure who will be in the studio with me this week because I've got a friend from Africa, from Togo, actually, who's going to come and record a podcast about his country and his culture and African French.
Right. So many people, I think myself included, think of French as being spoken mostly in France, but the Francophone world is huge and a lot of Africa is Francophone.
Yeah, there are at least 10, 15 countries in Africa where they speak French.
Wow. So Togo, do the people have a very strong accent?
No, I reckon it's quite easily understandable.
Right, well, if that doesn't happen this week...
Yeah, if he doesn't come this week, he'll come the next one because he's very busy. Otherwise, we'll have someone in the studio who... This time, he doesn't come from the west coast of France. So we've got someone from the southeast.
Good, so it's been very west coast-centric up until now. So the southeast could be very, very exciting as well.
Yeah, I had some more people from the west coast, they wanted to come, and I said no. Finished.
It's very strange. Maybe they travel more, people on the West Coast.
I don't know. Yeah.
All right. Well, that's going to be next week's Entrepod, the cultural show. But for now, I think that's about it for us. If you have any questions about those new features we've been talking about, the activity stream or some of these ways of turning off and turning on the English translations on those expansion sentences, please let us know via email, frenchpod@praxislanguage.com. There are also lots of places on the site for you to expand your studies to get the most out of those podcasts as possible. And so just check out those expansion sentences and those exercises and let us know through those comments what you're thinking and what your questions are.
We love your questions. We love you to answer all questions under the Meet tab. Yeah, so just go there, answer the questions, and we'll be there for you.
We're looking forward to hearing from you. Hope you have a great weekend, and until next time. Bye, everyone.
Salut.